I had the bodies of a pair of 15-year-old twins before me on the dissection table. I began a parallel and comparative dissection of the two bodies. Nothing particularly noteworthy about the heads. The next phase was the removal of the sternum. Here, an extremely interesting phenomenon appeared. A persistent thymus, that is, a thymus gland that continued to subsist. Normally, the thymus is found only in children. It extends from the upper edge of the sternum to the heart, thus covering a fairly large area. With puberty, it begins to wither rapidly and soon disappears completely. Once sexual maturity has been attained, all that is left of it is a small pocket of fat, plus the remains of the fibrous tissues of the former gland. The thymus has a great influence on growth. When it withers too rapidly, the individual will be small, perhaps even a dwarf, and besides, his tibular bones will be very fragile. Overdevelopment or hypersecretion of the gland is often found during the autopsy of children who have died suddenly for no apparent reason without having been ill. Hypersecretion is also frequently found in young people who prove to be excessively vulnerable to infectious diseases. Thus, the discovery of the thymus gland in the twin brothers was of considerable interest. For not only was it still extant here in these 15-year-olds, whereas it should have disappeared at the age of 12, but it was besides abnormally large. I dissected two other sets of twins, one of 15 years of age and the other of 16, and found the thymus withered in both cases. From each of the 8 identical twins, I extracted the cervical part of the spinal column. The 4th and 5th vertebrae presented an anomaly. These vertebrae had not closed up at the age of 12 or 13, but remained open, even in the case of the 15 and 16-year-old twins. This anomaly, called spina bifida, is a pathological state whose consequences can be extremely serious. An individual develops in both directions of the spinal column, that is, upward towards the cranium and downward towards the pelvis, or rather the caudal bone. Development is called cranial or caudal, depending on the predominant tendency. In the present case, the tendency was cranial for all of the twins, since the spina bifida and the transverse bone, which had remained open, were degenerate phenomena. Another anomaly I found in the 5 pairs of twins was the non-fixation of the 10th rib. Normally, this rib is attached to the sternum. The fact that it was floating resulted from an irregularity of the spinal column's growth in the pelvic direction. I committed these curious observations to paper. In a much more precise and scientific manner than I have employed to describe them here for my dissection report. Later, I spent a long afternoon in deep discussion with Dr. Mengele, trying to clear up a certain number of doubtful points. In the dissection room and laboratory, I was no longer a humble Katzet prisoner, and I consequently defended and explained my point of view as though this were a medical conference, of which I were a full-fledged member. I contradicted Dr. Mengele on several occasions and completely disagreed with one of his hypotheses. I know men, and it seemed to me that my firm attitude, my measured sentences, and even my silences were the qualities by which I had succeeded in making Dr. Mengele, before whom the SS themselves trembled, offer me a cigarette in the course of a particularly animated discussion, proving he forgot for a moment the circumstances of our relationship.